Sissy Slut is Helpless. How to tell you're a totally helpless sissy slut. I know most of my sissies are sissy sluts, but I want to talk about the ones who are totally helpless sissy sluts, completely ruled by their desire to be a girl and their cravings for cock. I recently had one of them call me up, and I wanted to really get inside of her head. So I asked her 3 questions so I could find out just when she realized she was a totally helpless sissy slut. When was the moment you realized you could never be a man again? Now, for a lot of sissy sluts, it was when they realized they were more comfortable wearing women's clothes. But for other sluts, like this particular slut, the realization hit when she was not only dressed in a skirt and a bra, no panties, slutty, slutty already. Oh, and she was on her hands and knees. That first real live cock slid into her ass pussy. As he took her anal cherry, she realized she could never go back to normal vanilla sex, not ever again. And the moment you realized there was no way back, this comes a few weeks later. This came when she was wearing garter belts, thigh highs, a corset, and fuck me pumps. The dressing had really gone up, hadn't it? When the guy who had taken her cherry had decided to invite a friend over, she quickly realized that she was truly a sissy slut then because there was really no way back and she'd never be a man again, especially once her boyfriend was pounding her ass and his friend just got right there in front of her and filled that mouth of hers with his big man meat. Her spit roasting made her realize that more than anything, she was a submissive sissy and that was her true calling. How about the moment you realized you were a twoo sissy slut? Couldn't help myself on that one. Almost all sissies say that this happens right after their first spit roasting. Usually, after things were all done, she quickly made her way to the bathroom and changed into her ugly male clothes. But not that night. No, no, no. That night, there she was, in the afterglow, cum dripping out of her slutty hole. Her face was covered in jizz, and she grabbed her phone and she just quickly took a selfie. And now, whenever she feels bad about being a sissy and considers purging, gosh, I hate that. When she considers purging, she opens her phone up and looks at that picture, and it just totally reminds her that she's meant to be what she is, a totally helpless sissy slut. This is Mistress Christine, and you can reach me at 800-601-6975 and check out my blog at mistressphonesexcalls.com.